Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Peye, Perik Vav, Mishnah Tess. Now we go back to what we learned in Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav, and Zayin. In Mishnah Vav, we learned that a bundle has two saw. And the farmer forgot it on the field, it's not Shekha. In Mishnah Zayin, we learned the same is true for standing tefillah that has sasayim. It's not Shekha in both cases, even if the farmer forgot it. And if you remember, we had a machloikis about two bundles. If together, they have two saw. But we never dealt with the shaila. What if you have a combination of a bundle that I forgot and standing tefillah that I forgot? Where if I put these two together, the forgotten bundle and the standing tefillah, I have two saw. Do we say, total of two saw, it's not shikha, or do I say you can't combine the two? Let's see our Mishnah once again. Perik Vav, Mishnah Tess. Sa tefuah akura. I have a saw of tefuah akura that was already ripped out of the ground. In other words, it was cut. Sa she'ain akura. And I have a saw. Again, a saw is a measurement, a volume that I forgot right next to it. But that saw of grain is still connected. It was not ripped out of the ground. So together, there's two saw. V'chein ve'ilin. Same would be true if we have a tree. And I have a saw of fruit that I already picked off the tree, which I forgot. And there's a saw of fruit, again, saw is a measurement, that's still connected to the tree that I forgot to take off the tree. Yes, shikha is not just for grain. It's for fruits as well. And normally, there would be shikha for fruits that I took off the tree and forgot it, or fruits that I forgot to take off the tree. I would have to leave it for the aniyim. But in this case, I have two saw. But it's not two saw of detached fruit or two saw of connected fruit. Rather, it's a saw of each. So again, saw tfuah akura, I have tfuah that was detached from the ground, with saw she'en akura, and a saw that was not attached. V'chein be'ilin, same as by a tree, I have a saw of peiros that I already took off and forgot. But there's a saw still on the tree that I forgot to take off. The hashum the habitzalim. Same is true for shum is garlic, betzalim are onions. I have a saw of garlic or onions that I really disconnected, that I pulled out, and I forgot it. And there's another saw of garlic or onions that, oops, got to take it off. It's still connected. Zakta like Mishnah, it's all shikha. Einon mitztafel esasayim. In all these cases, I cannot put together the tefuah, fruit, garlics or onion that had been pulled out and connected with the ones that are still connected and say, well, I have a total of two saw. No, that's not going to work. Einam mitztafel, you cannot connect it l'sasayim for the two saw, which is what I need, so that shikha shouldn't be chal, ela rather, shalaniyim heim, it belongs to the poor. Another pshat in the Bat Tanur is it's actually the first pshat that the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that if I have a saw of shum and a saw of betzalim, either both were disconnected or both were connected, you can't put together the two. It has to be two saw of the same mean. Rabbi Yaisi says, not so fast. Im bas reshus ha'ani be'emtza inam etzdarf. I forgot a bundle of grain, that's a saw. I forgot to cut some grain, which is also a saw. But in between the two is reshus ha'ani. There's something there that the ani can take, like leket. There's leket, which is shavalim that I dropped, one or two, during the cutting, it's lying on the floor in between the forgotten bundle and the part that I forgot to cut. That's when I say you can't combine the two. You can't take the saw that was cut and the saw that was not cut and say, well, I have two saws, so it's not shikha. But in lav, if there is no other matnas anim, let's say there's no tefuah or produce or fruit on the floor that the ani has a right to take that's in between, then you could combine the two. The imlavari elu mitzdarfen, then you could say, no problem. As Isaac Rabbi Yaisi, a saw of ripped out tefuah, a saw of connected tefuah. A saw of fruits that were picked, and a saw of fruits that are still on the tree. A saw of garlic and onions that was pulled out, and a saw of barley and onions that are still connected, which I forgot to disconnect. In all these cases, says Rabbi Yaisi, as long as there is no reshus of the ani, there's nothing laying here that the ani can take in between, you could combine it and say, I have two saw over here, and by two saw there's no shikha, it stays with the balabais.